You better be careful. They not like me. I really care for you. I FaceTime your ugly ass when you don't have no makeup on.
This is Phone Freaks.
If it's my butt, this isn't happening. Clearly, someone has gotten some control over my butt if this is going on.
All right, we're here in studio with Austin Trafalet, comedian extraordinaire out of San Diego. Welcome.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for taking that drive up.
Yeah, of course. It wasn't too bad on a Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, we have guests that live in LA and they're like, can I FaceTime?
Really?
Yeah. So when you were like, I'll drive, I was like, but you know, FaceTime's an option.
I hate FaceTime. I get so awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we definitely hate it too. In person is so much more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were saying that you grew up south of Seattle?
Yeah, I grew up in, the population of my town was 800 people. It's this tiny town, like, I don't know if you guys know Washington, like just south of Olympia on I-5. Yeah.
800 people. And you're, how tall are you?
6'5".
6'5". So yeah. You were on the basketball team.
Yeah, we won state. Our town was so small. My senior year, every player was related and we won state. And they wrote, like, instead of writing an article about how we won state, they wrote about how we were all cousins and we were just mortified.
So you grew up in a commune where...
It's weird. Yeah, it got weird. Like, no one would hook up with each other in high school because we didn't know... Like, I'm serious. You didn't, like, dances were platonic. Everything was like weird.
It's like living in Iceland.
Yeah.
They have an app for the people in Iceland because it's half the people are related.
Oh, really? So you can test your ancestry.
Your DNA. You guys should borrow that app.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's a weird way to grow up.
So you were a late bloomer, or did you hook up with like a third cousin on the way?
No, I hope not. No, in high school, you kind of had to import women from the surrounding cities. And even that was a little like you crossing your finger. Yeah.
What nationality are all you guys?
100% white. All of us. There's nothing else in that town, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, so were you attracted to other ethnicities because you're like safe?
Yeah. That's like
bang you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the signal sign is any melanin, and it's like good to go. You know? Yeah.
Tell me that boy did comment.
Yeah.
Tell me that boy did comment.
Oh, yeah. Take that car. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want that fucking car in my ass.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes. Oh,
look at these. This is a mislabeled clip.
Kill all fucking niggers. You don't want the fag. He got AIDS. He's so ugly. He's got to have Mexicans crawling in the bedroom window at 1 o'clock in the morning. Because he's not allowed to have people at his brother's house. Oh, this old fag. Bitch will never own nothing, nigger. Stay at home, nigger. You don't want that faggot, bitch.
There's nothing wrong with niggers.
Oh, there's a lot wrong with niggers. Because you're one of them, bitch.
What they just said was basically saying their brother owns a house, though.
Yeah, pop up. You better pop on the dick, faggot. You fucking whore. This faggot.
I want to own a house. No, I don't. I kind of regret owning a house.
Fucking blow your ass up, bitch.
I'm trapped.
Nigger shit's getting...
They're calling it golden handcuffs.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. It sounds like a sex term.
Let's do it, girl.
I'll golden handcuff you.
I don't know what that means, but I think I might like it. How do we try that?
You're in the box with all these white men, you little bitch. Get the fuck out of here, slut puppy. Get your ass up, girl. black bitch on the bottom of all the white bitches, girl.
I just, can you just get a good cell phone connection?
Girl, shut up, bitch.
The static and, you know,
ugh. You sound like a queer. Shut up, bitch. I want real men, not physical. Okay.
But it's also the way that their air goes through their mouth.
They talk in real life and they just have this weird static coming out of their face.
Or they're the person that spits at you.
Dude, shut the fuck up. You sound like
I will kill you.
Yes, shut the fuck up.
You are a pedophile. I'm going to beat your ass up, nigger. I don't like anything about you.
They're not even using the word right.
I don't like the way you talk. I don't like the way you are.
Like, is it hateful when it's just straight up ignorant?
His dad sucks my dick. And he's mad about it.
Or is he just being a troll? Like, he doesn't believe anything he's saying. He's just reading a script.
I don't know. Just an idiot that, like, knows what absurd things to say that could trigger somebody so that they can yell at them because secretly deep down, that's how they get hard.
So it's a friend of Kev's. They want the shame and disappointment because he would like, we all love the word cunt, but I don't love it because it's offensive. I love the word. And I feel like Kev's loved the word because he knew if he said it in front of ladies that they would all think he was disgusting.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't even know if he would use it appropriately all the time.
Mm. I like the word. Mostly just because it's cute and it's short and it has a lot of shock value to it. Mm-hmm. But I don't use it towards somebody. I use it in more of a, like, I am.
I'm a badass cunt.
Yeah. Like, it's always a self-reference word. It's never a, like, referring to somebody else word.
Yeah. No, I use it as a... as a slur, but it's, I mean, it's specifically like, it's like the top level bitch. And like bitch isn't whatever bitch. But you say cunt and it's like, oh, I'm pissed at you and you're behaving in a very specific manner. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the word, I mean, you can still call a guy a cunt too. Mm. But normally, you know, when you're calling a guy a cunt, it's because you're Australian. And it's like a daft cunt or something.
Is that like a off-brand of Daft Punk?
It's the female version of Daft Punk. Mm-hmm. They show up and they do a strip tease. We should offer that show to V. Have her take Daft Cunt on the road.
Cunt. Cunt.
Oh, they knew. They like to share their time with me because they know I'm worth it. I'm worth every fucking second. They're not worth one fucking second. They can't get me to leave this room and go talk to them in room 11. I guarantee you $100.
Oh, they want to go private?
The next 5 years. Maybe here with me. Shit. Dedicated. That's called determination and dedication. They're going to be with me for the next 5 years because they love me.
5 years on the line?
They're going to be with him for the next 5 years.
Yeah, is he talking about a woman?
Any girl.
Just other
every
callers.
Time when you lay there with your bra off and your titties, you be in room 13 with him every time. He don't never be grabbing his balls for you in room 5, in room 18, in room... But you always in there with your socks off listening to this nigga's voice.
This guy's dick's definitely in his hand right now.
See when spend time with me. I know how to make them bitches think about what I want them to think about.
Is he a mentalist? Hey,
no, I don't want, babe.
He's got something going on in his head.
That little girl, Colleen, showed me her picture. She was proud. She was not hiding from me or nothing. These bitches be hiding.
This sounds like in those split personalities faces. Where it's like this is one direction his brain goes out of like 20 personalities.
They go around wearing the mask, though. That's the type of bitches you have on here. It's still a funky ass life.
I just love how he keeps talking about females in the plural. Like there are all these ladies on the line.
Yeah. And he calls them by first name. Charlene, show me her titties. He sounds like he was missing a mother figure.
That's peculiar in his community.
Statistically.
His mom woke up one morning and was like, you know what? Today, I'm going to grab the cigarettes.
Yeah. I'm going to go check for your dad.
I'll make sure they do. Teach these motherfuckers who they're dealing with. I already met Randy and Chris.
That's what a climax sounds like over the phone.
If you're dating a girl that snores like that, you probably need to rethink your life choices.
They never let the nigga before. It's confusing.
What do you mean? He might like really heavy women.
You're not going to spend
girls with small noses.
Yeah, especially if he finds a girl from LA had a really bad nose job.
You know how many boyfriends you lost throughout these 5 and 10 years and you still here with me? I never lost you, babe. You always found a way to keep your
I think you lost her. I don't hear her.
They have access to me.
I'd be so successful if I had any of his confidence.
The best part is for free. They said, my whole life I spent with you. Some of these bitches was 30. They turned to 40.
That's how age works.
Women do that.
They tried to hate on me when I was on here in my 30s. They said, you on here?
Wait, since you were
with me, they could admit the truth.
Do you find yourself having an affinity for older women, like from a younger age?
No.
Okay.
I've been pretty all over with the age spectrum. Like within 4 years, either direction. It's like,
he said that he doesn't like girls bossing him around.
I don't.
If he dates older, they're going to boss him around.
Yeah, I wouldn't do well with that.
But it's kind of contradictory because you did say that you would enjoy them giving you feedback. But after the fact, you want to post mortem.
It's a better. Yeah. During during sex, it's like if you're. Yeah.
No, you're doing it wrong. In the middle of doing it, you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm not going to enjoy that second. It's not going to be a fun moment for me. I am going to yell.
No, I'm joking. They don't know no nigga like me. All the other niggas on here, you say, send him a video.
This dude should get a podcast.
Thinks he's doing one. Yeah, he should have this
guy on, dude. He'll do numbers. How do you feel about women? And just shut up from there.
I'm not talking about today, though. When you're in your 40s, I'm 47. I'm be 50.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta tell Griff that long, boring calls like that are not appropriate.
That's not it. I mean, we got some jokes in. So
we did get some jokes in.
Did he not do his job?
Oh, damn it. All right.
We'll have to ask Charlene if he did his job.
Plus, that was time that I didn't have to do selecting them. So, yeah. All right. As long as everyone's on board, I guess I'm good with it.
C plus.
Sold.
Felch me. Felch me, baby. Felch me. Felch me, baby.
Felch me. Felch me, baby.
Did you end up going to college?
I did, yeah. I played basketball for 2 years, and then I transferred to a different college and graduated there. Yeah.
And what brought you down to Southern California?
I wanted to try stand-up, but I didn't want to try it. So, like, the small towns that I went to college in and grew up in were like super religious and I knew everyone. And so everyone knew me. And so I didn't want to do stand up there. And so I was looking for a way out and then COVID hit and I just applied for a job, got it. And I moved down like 3 days later.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I just lived out of my truck for like 3 weeks until I found an apartment. It's pretty fun.
Does that qualify as homeless?
Felt like it. Sure felt like it.
But everything's good. You're settled.
Oh yeah, that was like 2.5 years ago or so. So
you do the 9 to 5?
I just started again. Yeah, I took
So I worked my last job until like July. It was a remote job. And then I quit for like 7 months to focus on stand up. And I ran out of money. And now I've just started my new job like 3 weeks ago.
We recently had from San Diego, Chris Espinoza.
Yeah, I know Chris.
You know Chris?
Yeah, pretty well.
Yeah, he was on the show.
Chris is hilarious.
I think that's how I found him. After we had Chris, I just like stalked his followers and the comedy shows that like he was playing, and I stalked around, and then I found you.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, Chris is cool. He booked me on some of my, like my first shows in San Diego down at Madhouse.
Oh, nice.
Comedy club, yeah.
Well, you can thank him for this as well.
Yeah. Well, Chris Espinoza, thank you.
Yeah. So it was not Austin. Who was he having the beef with? We can't remember. Scott someone? No. Yeah, doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Chris is beefing with someone?
Apparently he's trying to start beef. He wants to initiate beefs with fellow San Diego comedians.
Really? Just to make it more interesting?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know, because I feel like Selena and Haley have been beefing for years now. And
They were letting the same guy put his dick inside of them.
Not at the same time.
We do not know that.
No, not at the,
oh,
like,
I know
why are they still beefing? Like, obviously Haley's married. It's so dumb, but
and
it's
Selena's
just like,
still pretty upset about it.
I don't know. It's PR that's working for them, I guess.
You know why? Because Selena will never be tall like Haley.
Oh.
Okay. And Haley will never have actual fame that she got herself. It's like funny. Selena, you know?
It's funny how you guys actually are Team Selena and Team Haley and Team Selena. Have like real opinions on this. That's cool.
Oops.
Yeah, this is a very LA conversation. I like that. I feel like I'm home. I made it.
Excuse me. Niggas get jealous of white men have bigger dicks than them.
Do you see how immature he sounded? What? That's how you sound when you talk to Brooklyn.
I'm a nasty nigga, bitch. You nasty.
And so are you by the way you talk.
I ain't nasty. I'm a good looking. I'm very good looking.
Well, then you need to change the way you talk, because on the chat line, that's how you represent yourself.
Well, that nigga's nasty.
He's so good looking. I can hear it in his voice.
I don't know why you would pollute yourself with a nigga like that.
It's disgusting the way you talk, dude.
It's disgusting you talking to that nigga, too, because and you're a nice dude.
He sounds like he would look like Barney Rubble.
Why would you ruin your rep out here like that?
I don't have a rep. This is a
he's
chat
jealous.
Line.
He's jealous. That nigga jealous.
Oh, I'm a retarded nigga like you? I don't think so, dude. You better get back on the blue bus.
The come out of your mouth are nasty.
Man,
on the blue bus?
White head, boy.
Or blue book?
I would like to see you do that. Why don't you come down and do that? You know,
I don't know what that is.
Come on, let's see you back
the blue bus is the prison bus.
I don't get fucking back up your robot ass. Come on.
Give me your address.
Okay, I changed my mind. I didn't want to hear yelling.
Please start jerking it. Please start jerking it.
Thomas to me. You're the only nigga in town. I know you're here.
Man, come on, man. Give me your goddamn
money. What's the matter? You scared to be the only nigga in town?
Right, you scared to get back to
well, I told you, Thomas and May is a very little place. It's a very little place. You're the only nigga here. I hear you screaming, but I'm about a mile away. I don't hear that.
Goddamn piglet looking motherfucker.
Thanks, everybody. You scared of the white man?
Piglet looking. Do you think they actually mean like Pooh Bear's friend?
That would be funny.
You can't back up your robot ass, can you, nigga? You got a battleship with a robot ass, you fucking retarded nigga. You fucking downstream, nigga. Yeah, okay, whatever. Get the fuck out of my face, nigga. You fucking retarded nigga. Get out of my face.
We've heard this one before.
No, it's
unless he
no, he's
yells.
Repeating himself. Yeah, yeah, that's his new tagline.
Battleship
mouth with a rowboat fist. I don't. What was it? Rowboat fist.
Wow, the no teeth faggot. like Randy O'Harris, faggots, nasty motherfucker, trailer park trash.
Damn.
Where'd you go, loser?
Yo, that movie was hilarious about that bear sniffing cocaine. That shit was funny as fuck.
We've talked about Cocaine Bear so many times on this show.
Really, I've never seen it.
We haven't either.
Neither way. Oh,
that's good. That was like us talking about sex. We're just guessing.
You guys are both virgins, but he is a child.
Here's the thing about a vagina.
No, I remember I saw the poster for it and I was like, oh fuck yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah.
And then I saw the trailer and I was like, pass.
You guys talking about cocaine bears like this dude talking about brain cells.
Have you ever done any Molly?
I may or may not have.
I've never done Molly. Actually, I did. No, it's ecstasy. I did ecstasy once.
That's Molly.
It is same thing exactly.
Essentially, I mean the active ingredient.
Just like a press pill.
Yeah.
You know, the other one's just like a dose yourself powder.
Okay, it was like the worst night of my life.
Oh, I actually prefer the pressed pills because there's like other goodies inside of it, and you don't know until you eat it.
Yeah, I took it with a girl I just started dating, and we went to a party with all her friends, and so I took ecstasy. We went there. And then right when I get there, this guy walks up. He's like, hey, man, I just want to let you know I fucked your girlfriend a year ago. And I was like, I don't like it here. I don't like it.
I'm having the worst time.
He ruined your entire role.
Yeah. And he just kept like hanging around me weirdly and hugging me. I was like, I don't like this.
No, he wanted to be Eskimo Brothers.
Yeah. I was like, stop.
Oh,
I love her. She's so sweet. Stop it.
He was trying to hook up with you, or he was trying to like see if he could get a threesome in.
Yeah, it felt like weirdly like he was trying to assert dominance with me. And I was just like,
I never got over it.
Yeah, I don't think he did. Yeah. Like, guess what, buddy? Me too. So did I.
It'd be really weird if that was actually that girl's kink.
Yeah.
It's to just walk around and be like, yeah, fuck this guy. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let him tell you.
Yeah. It's only one of 10 in this room.
You still want to fuck me?
Yeah.
You're like, God damn it. Yes, I do.
Yeah. What? If I had any other options, this would be so much different.
You know, I'm not going to say that's not a thing that girls do.
Oh, I could see it.
Like, they're like, oh, you think you can get whoever you want?
Yeah.
I'm about to show you.
That's the thing. Guys are so overt about their like ego where they like tell the girl like, I'm the shit. This is what I have. And then girls will secretly like put you in situations only they know you were in. You know what I mean? I've seen my friends that are girls do that to guys where it's like, he doesn't know it. But you know what I mean? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of the girls that are... see, this is going to sound like I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about me, but fuck. Where they'll be like, oh, yeah, how much do you want to... How about you two guys kiss? And then, like, yeah, then we can do something. Like, yeah. I've seen shit like that happening. You're like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with you,
dude? I've seen that, too. Like, they're conducting a symphony. They're just like, you're going to do this. And
just teasing, like, we're going to do... And then they don't do anything. Or it's just like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just ridicule you right afterwards, and the guys are just fucking teary-eyed. Yeah.
You idiot. You guys tongued each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How does stubble feel?
Yeah. And it's a weird situation, because in order for the guys to kiss, you have to be so horny over this girl, and then you're kissing another guy while you're all horny. It's like, there's some wires are getting...
I did that to the guys that lived across the hall from me freshman year.
You made them make out?
Yeah.
It is a sick move. If I was a girl, I'd be doing that shit constantly.
We were like, if you guys make out, then me and this girl make out. And they're like, no way. Okay, but like for how long? Like you guys can't just like peck. Like for how long? We're like,
however long you
make out. Yeah.
They make you sign an NDA first. Like, okay, but you can't tell any of my boys.
No, that's the thing. They had so many guy friends over, and we were like, okay, let's do it now.
Oh, God.
So it was like a crowd of them watching.
Well, and plus all of your friends would be like, bro, yeah, do it. I want to see them kiss.
Oh, beforehand. Uh-huh. And then afterwards, it's like, yeah.
Awful. Yeah. How'd you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Like, well, I know the straight guys enjoyed that. I don't know about these two.
Like, do you think you'd be able to get two dudes to like dong each other? If it's like, yeah, we'll scissor. You scissor, we scissor.
You get them at a vulnerable enough point, I guarantee it.
I think if they're already naked and they...
I mean, if they're already naked, what kind of... Then you're at a weird party.
Yeah, but I think if they thought that, like, they were going to fuck us, but we're like, okay, wait. You guys have to, like, do something first and then, like...
It's not that big of a barrier at that point. You know what I mean?
Because, like, they're already naked.
Okay, so if you were doing, like, strip poker and everyone's almost nude...
No, because, see... With strip poker, you have a table of like safety, you know, so you can like be naked under the table. You can lean over it. You have like.
You played a lot of strip poker.
I'm just saying.
She puts a lot of thought into this, how to get naked. I'm just, wow. All right. So you would take your underwear off before your bra.
For strip poker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I can just cross my legs.
I was going to say, there's not really a big reveal with girls with underwear, no underwear. It's not, there's not a, like a big reveal there.
Yeah. Like, unless somebody's just like butthole gaped out and you're like, whoa,
it's suction cup to the seat. What the hell?
Like, I can't take my underwear off because something is going to spill out of my butt.
Oh God.
Yeah. Hi. I mean, you feel nice, you know? You feel calm, I'm be relaxed.
You feel nice unless someone walks up and says they fucked your girlfriend.
So I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, no, that's it's on my con list.
Maybe I think you need to like reclaim that. There's a music festival called Crossed down in San Diego.
Yeah, I've done
and then
shrooms a bunch at festivals, but
and the Kush and all that other shit they got.
Try get a little hippie flip going.
And then work your way up.
There's a try not guy to that like I used to do press bills with all the time in college. And we used to go to like neighboring festivals. And he would always do one and a half, and I would do half. And I'd be dancing around and be like, oh my God, I'm ruining my face off.
See, my stupid ass
may or may not have done that. And then.
The statute of limitations has expired for your college days.
Yeah. And then he'd be like, yeah, I feel fine. And I'm like, you have to dance. And he's like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, no, like, you have to allow yourself to feel it. Because if you're just sitting there, like, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it.
Kind of create your environment.
Yeah. But if you, like,
you get your blood flowing.
If you allow yourself to release, then you're like,
yeah, that's kind of how I am when I'm high too. Like if I'm sitting on the couch, that's my world. But if I'm doing something, no, like I love it, you know? I would love to be in whatever house these guys are in.
I was all over my house, like
smoking fucking, a blunt. That's for sure.
Naked. I only had my boxes and my fucking socks with my boots on, and I was just like going crazy. My mother,
butt
my
naked, was like, boxer, socks, and boots.
Yeah, this dude sounds like he's never had a bad day.
Like I was like, because I'm high as fuck. Shit, this is the first time I smoked. I never did this shit.
The first time you smoke is at home with your parents.
That's healthy. That's a good way.
What time of the year is it that you're like, the house is warm enough to just be in boxers, but I also have to put my socks and my boots on in case I need to run outside? Like, what? Like,
yeah. Do you think he got munchies and wanted to go to the store but forgot to put pants on? He comes walking down the stairs. His mom and dad are just like,
what are you doing?
Did you forget something? What are you doing?
He's like, oh yeah, I need a shirt. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Got it. Thanks. Good looks.
Yeah, it is always weird how specific they are on those signs where it's like the three things you need are shoes, shirt, and I don't think they name pants. I think it's only two.
No, there's no pants.
Yeah, shoes and shirt.
Yeah.
So you can poo bear it.
Yeah.
And they can't kick you out.
Yeah. No, I got yelled at before at a 7-Eleven. Like in Venice, because I went in And I was just wearing a bikini and like flip flops. And they're like, no, 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 no. You need a shirt. And I was like, what?
Did they seem religious?
No.
It sounded like she was doing an Indian accent.
Yeah. I didn't want to get too general, but I was like, maybe this is cultural, perhaps.
You know, I was a 7-Eleven.
I was going to have her say the bad part and then I was going to make the joke.
So they were religious.
Today's word is
outgrown. Austin will stay in San Diego until he's outgrown it. So how long do you think you'll end up staying in San Diego?
For a while. Until comedically, I feel like I've outgrown it, which is so far away. So
it's, yeah. It's a safe place to try out new material and like go up and not have to use the jokes that you know will kill.
Yeah, it's the one of the best places to start, I think, because the barrier to entry isn't that much. Like you can get up a lot in the beginning as long as you're trying. And so it's a good place to start. And then it's pretty apolitical. Like people in San Diego just want to fuck around and like just laugh. So you can just try jokes and very rarely do people like get mad.
And you can be filthy.
You can. Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. San Diego's still a little bit religious, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because of all the military.
They're very Republican. But it's also a mix too. Like there's a lot of hippies. So it's like, it really depends. It's San Diego's like sectioned off between like the most Republican places you'll ever be and then the most like liberal hippie places you'll ever see. So it's like, you'll just cross into Ocean Beach from like La Mesa and it's like, just you, it's like you went across the country. Like, yeah. So it's kind of cool to get to see how people react to your comedy. Like just by driving 10 minutes, you get an opposite side of the spectrum. So that's kind of cool.
And do they still laugh at the same jokes?
Unless the joke sucks. Yeah. If neither of them laugh, you're like, this joke sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, never mind. It's not red or blue. It's just awful.
It's just worth it. Yeah.
So you were saying you have done comedy back up in Seattle though, too?
Yeah. Not Seattle, like some towns around my, so I went back and, I think last summer, and we just did shows kind of like along I-5 around my hometown. And so just a bunch of shows there.
Did your family all come out to support?
No, that's the hardest part is like I'm super close with my grandparents and my mom, but they're very religious and they're not into comedy. So like them seeing me do this would just change everything. And so I had to tell them like, no,
and you can't show up.
And it was pointless because my last show was like in my hometown. So my whole town was there, my whole church, the whole first three rows was like my pastor, my grandma's best friend, the youth pastor.
Oh my
like,
gosh. So no dick jokes.
That's all I have. Is dick jokes. Sex jokes and like just all this different stuff, like religious, making fun of religion. It's like all this shit. And they were just like, I could hear them shaking their heads. It was so funny. Like I brought one of my friends, Jacob, from down here to go do that show. He did like, he was doing 15, 20 minutes. He was doing 20 minutes. He did like 5 minutes of his material, the last 15, it was just trying to do crowd work. He's like, this won't work here. It was so exactly what I expected.
And you couldn't do crowd work because you actually know the people.
That's what I said. I say that in the set too. I'm like, I'm going to cause a divorce if like I do any crowd work. Cause I knew everyone from
the
time.
Oh, you used to babysit me.
Yeah. It's weird.
Oh. Hey, anyone in the audience cheat on their spouse?
Yeah. I see some hands that should be up right now. I was there.
Oh, wait a minute.
Were you a part of it?
I don't know. Things get weird in small towns. All right, if you want to see any of my comedy clips, any of my upcoming shows, anything to do with my comedy at all, please check out my Instagram. It's Austin Trafalette. That's TRAFELET.
Am I taking in front of your wife? I know you do. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
His dick is in his hand.
This is the second most horny call we've done today.
Oh, she makes it lick my balls and tug my ass.
Is it English?
They're whispering because his family is in the living room and he's in the powder room.
Yeah.
She does. Oh, fucking big horse cock. I take 8-inch fucking
man horse cock.
Your wife fucking can't even put her hands on it.
Oh, someone's getting cucked. There's someone else's wife in the room.
Fucking put it in my mouth. Oh, her pussy's so fucking hot and wet.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You love watching me suck your big fucking dick. I love that big cock in my mouth.
That's so confusing. First he was talking about her pussy, and then he's like, yeah, wet pussy. And then he's like, you want me to suck your dick? You like watching this?
He's shitting on the other guy's wife. The guy getting his dick sucked has a wife who can't handle the guy's big horse man cock. Horse cock the way as the narrator can handle the big man horse cock.
Being a whore with your wife.
8 inches is maybe the smallest horse cock I've ever heard of, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Unless it's just like, it's this bottle.
Dude, if I had an 8-inch penis, I would be calling it a man horse cock. Absolutely. There's no way.
Well, now we know you don't have an 8-inch dick.
I'm not here to mislead the people. That's not what I'm going to do.
Correction, it's 10 inches. Yeah. I think he's doing the thing where you undersell. Tell all the girls, like, oh, yeah, I got like 5 inches.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the backup there, man.
No, I mean, I know that game. You set the bar low, and then they're like, absolutely. Oh, you think that's small? Okay.
I used to see guys at the bar just like sell them something. Like, you're an idiot. I just act thankful. I'd be like, listen, I can't do much, but I'd be happy if you were there. Like, set it at the floor.
I want to watch you. I want to make you a surrogate for my hand. Yeah. Wait, that might be disrespectful.
don't tell somebody that. Don't use that one.
I'm going to play with myself, and I'd like for you to participate.
Yeah. She could just be near me while it happens.
Don't do that either.
That wouldn't work either. Shit.
No.
Could you mean mug me?
I went on a couple dates with this guy that's a therapist. And he'd be like, hey, can I just jerk off next to you? I'm I guess. And he's like, yeah, you could stay close. Just like, you know, be there. And I'm like, how do you give people advice in life? Like,
do you think he ever pulls his dick out when they close their eyes?
Oh my God. We're going to do a meditation practice.
That's one hell of a kink.
But therapists, they have to be a little fucked up, I think.
No, they're all fucked up.
Yeah, you can't be normal and like crave to like have that much.
Tell
control.
Me all your fucked up shit. Yeah,
let me
feel
guide
better.
You to the truth that only I know. Like it's cult leaders who weren't good at public speaking. That's
just gonna shut up and let you spill your guts.
Yeah, it's so insane to want that. I wanted to be a therapist, but I thought that I'd be good at that. But yeah.
I mean, you kind of do therapy. That's what stand up is. It's, you know, group therapy.
It's like, yeah, narcissistic therapy. Yeah. No one else benefits.
If you're funny, everybody benefits.
Yeah, if you're funny, yeah.
Laughing is really good for you. It like burns calories, gives you dopamine.
There's this weird, to start doing comedy though, like there is like a weird narcissistic wall you have to get over where like I have thoughts that people should care about and will love. Like, you know what I mean? Like you have to have that perspective to get into comedy. But everyone's so self-deprecating and self-hatred. It's like, it's a weird balance where it's like, you do think you have cool shit to say, but you also are so like self-loving.
You have knowledge to share.
Yeah, exactly. That other people are going to love, you know?
But you also figure out that everyone's a fucking moron and the only way that they want to learn is if they're being entertained.
That is the weirdest part, is like you start looking at people as just like almost pawns. You know what I mean? It's like, just throw them in a room. I'm going to say these fucking words and they're going to react this way and get them out of the room and throw more in. Like it's like weird.
Next.
Yeah.
Come in and laugh for my pleasure.
Yeah, because you're doing like 4 or 5 a night sometimes. So it's literally just like, it does get really weird.
Ooh, damn. Okay. Damn.
Do you ever get tired of telling the same jokes?
I did it first until I kind of crossed the line where I was like actually interacting with my jokes. Because when you start, you're so like nervous up there that you're just reciting. And that's when it sucked. But now I'm like, I always open every joke by fucking with the crowd and I do bits. So I'm like telling a story. So it's different a little bit every time. And it really feels like I'm in that moment. So it doesn't feel like I'm doing anything recited anymore.
You found a way to make it fresh for you every time.
Yeah. Just being in the moment, making eye contact, feeling like you're actually telling to these people that are people instead of just like reciting to a room, you know?
You're just sitting at the bar with some strangers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that makes it sound more interesting.
Yeah, no, it that's when it became fun. Before that, it was more stressful. Like, I have to force myself to go up on stage tonight. And then it got to the point where I relaxed and I was actually reacting. Like, I'd tell a story, hit a punchline, then I'd see how someone reacted and like use that to go into the next. And it's like, oh, this is fun. Like, this is my personality now. And yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cock on my fucking ass.
Oh, we're still here.
You feel me push back against your dick.
Just guys being dudes.
Feel me push my ass back against your dick.
Okay, for both of you, would you rather have to give a blowjob every single day or have anal sex once a month? Like, not...
What side of...
Not... Yeah. Not get a blowjob. Give. And not...
Yeah, take it in the ass. Yeah. I hear you.
Okay. Everyday blowjob, once a month anal.
Once a month anal.
Yeah, once a month anal. At least I can try to find pleasure in that. Everyday blowjob.
Or you could get really fucked up and just be like,
I'd also need to see who... Are we dealing with man horse cock over here? Or who's... I feel like that's a big differentiator.
I don't know. I would say you get to choose them. It's your body. You know, it's just okay, you have to do it once a month.
I would choose a tiny penis and I do anal once a month.
But then you also have to figure out, like, do you fight it? Do you just clench your ass cheeks to make it as uncomfortable for that person?
I don't know. Are you trying to be there for 20 minutes? I'm wearing a wig. I'm getting this over with.
Do you let it be like a chihuahua fucking a Great Dane? Like, I don't know, who's the 5'6" ballet guy?
Yeah,
you come fuck me.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to feel emasculated during it. I would have to be, you know what I mean? That would bother me. I think if it was some like 7-foot dude just throwing me around,
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to walk around with those memories for the rest of the month. There's no way.
Hold on. Are we allowed to just like take it from behind or do we have to face them?
Yeah, do we have to do what they say? If they're like eye contact, like say my name. Like if it's this dude, do I have to be sitting there calling him?
I don't want to play this game.
Hey, I'm a detail guy. I need to know what I'm getting into.
He wants to know what their eyes look like.
Yeah. Am I the big spoon or the little spoon?
Yeah, I mean, whatever position is, but
just a dick in the ass, an actual dick.
Yeah, to completion.
I wouldn't be able to, this couldn't be someone I would like see throughout the rest of the month. This would have to be a guy.
It's your roommate.
Yeah, no, I can't have a guy. Yeah.
It's a stranger. It's a new guy every time.
I mean.
With a condom or without a condom?
It's your butt. Whatever you want.
If it's my butt, this isn't happening. Clearly someone has gotten some control over my butt if this is going on.
But yeah, it sounds like we're in agreement. Once a month anal compared to every day I gotta suck a stranger's dick.
Yeah, and the thing weird thing about sucking, like it's a different mental, we're doing a deep dive here. It's like it's a different mental thing, because like with the like sucking a dick, like you're having to give them pleasure by like, you know what I mean, you have to give that other one, you're just almost, you can be used like an object, you know? It's like, it's a weird mental thing where it's like, I wouldn't want, we can move on.
That's you've fine. Actually got to do work in the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, especially if it's until they're done.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Like, cause if you do a bad job, you're just there.
It's so contradictory. Cause either you give great head and it's short, or you give bad head for an hour. And it's like,
you're like, please come.
Yeah.
They go soft. Then you got to fucking start tickling, sucking on their balls and everything. Oh, come on.
You got to start unpacking their childhood.
It's just like you hit the reset button. That'll be the worst. You're just like, all right, whatever. Hold my ears and make me gag. And
yeah. Like, oh, God.
Should have just started with that. It'd be over with.
Yeah.
That's where we're finishing anyway. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, just avoiding the inevitable.
Yeah. You're like, wait, the only way that we're going to be done is that?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have told me when we started. I'm like, why? It's more fun this way. I just got 15 minutes of tease.
Yeah, I think I'd be fine with it if he was also not gay. I don't want him to be like loving this, you know?
No, you do. Yeah. If he's loving
you
it, it's over.
Finish.
That's true.
If he's got a finish and you don't like...
Yeah, how long do you want to be there?
Yeah, but I don't want to get up and have him like slap me on the ass with a smile on his face, you know, just... All right, I'm closing the door.
It's enough imagination play.
Yeah, I don't like the visuals.
Hey, how you doing, sexy baby? Sexy baby. Sexy baby.
Better be careful. They not like me. I really care for you. I FaceTime your ugly ass when you don't have no makeup on.
It sounds like he's getting a blowjob.
The niggas will say, ugh.
This is a repeat. Well, I think this is the same dude from earlier.
Came back into my life.
Different phone call.
Hello, babe.
He hopped to a different room. After he gave that big, long speech about how he wasn't going to move to another room.
It's still room 13.
Then I seen her again through Facebook somehow.
This girl might be...
It's not a girl.
The one that's moaning?
That's not a girl.
Beautiful. She's a little baby.
I think they're deaf, whoever it is.
Okay, so it's a deaf girl?
I don't know.
It's definitely, it's not a girl. They're in the gay side.
I need no makeup on to get some.
Sounds like a toucan.
All I gotta do is shave off the hair on my face and I get a lot of attention.
It's such a sick. If I shave my beard, I get pussies. I don't do it, but.
You shave it and you get some attention. You don't shave it. No.
I mean, he could be telling the truth because most cultures, you grow the beard when you're taken.
Really?
You're not allowed to grow the beard until you're married with kids.
The Amish do that.
So do the Orthodox Jews.
How do the Amish?
And the Mennonites.
With all the pussy hairs burned away.
Pussy hairs burned away.
Then grown ass ladies come on here.
Yeah, from that pussy being on fire.
It's vulgar the way he talks, but it's very descriptive. It's like almost talented how descriptive he is with it.
It's like reading a Stephen King novel.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it hurts to listen to, but it's beautiful in its own way.
The reverb on the other person's line.
If he's having sex right now and he's this calm, that's so impressive.
Sounds like a pimp.
Like when you play soccer and stuff, they give you some extra time.
How I pictured pimp socking.
Wait a minute. He's just narrating what's happening in the room.
He's being cucked, yeah.
There's much excitement.
When you play it's like when you play soccer and you get the extra time.
Then neither of them come, so they had to go to extra innings.
Hey, what's happening? I'm a lie. They was in room one with me and they know. I got all the bitches, you know.
Is it a dude? The other one?
The United States of America. I unite all the bitches, all the faggots, all the niggas. I'm the United States of America. With liberty.
CJ, what do you think?
Yeah,
it's definitely a dude. I've
been here with Robert Donnell Joyner.
Didn't you ever hear a good tranny voice?
If I did, they fooled me. They got me.
He's like, that's why they wanted anal.
Oh my God, with the breathing. Oh.
I don't think I'm totally clear on what this phone line is used for. Sounds like he doesn't have Pornhub up here.
Yeah, it's phone Pornhub. I mean, it's on demand, whatever people want to talk about.
What do the callers get out of this? Like the dude who's calling in, he's like, hold on, like my dick's out, hold on, I'm going to call it. Like, what is the benefit to him?
Have you ever seen in like the 90s movies, there was like flashers?
Yeah. Like, what do you like? Just people get naked
trench
and run around?
Yeah.
Trench coat. Here's my flashers. Dick. So this is like the audio of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say that the callers are primarily unattractive.
They get laid quite a bit, it seems like.
I mean, they call it phone boning.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're not?
Yeah, no, they're not in person with one another. They're not even usually in the same state. Oh, this makes
so much more sense.
They're calling in on a phone.
Interesting. So they're all, that's...
They're all just doing fantasy on the phone. That makes so much
more sense, yeah. And there's sometimes you said there's like more than two people on the line.
Oh, usually there's the rooms get full.
When he said room, he means like the chat line room.
That makes sense.
Like the conference room that they're in.
Yeah.
Can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick.
It's not an actual like.
Room. Oh, I knew. Yeah, I knew like these people weren't. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not in real life.
Yeah, I thought two people were fucking, and then a lot of people were listening to it on the other end of the phone.
Oh, that would be. That
was
what
I thought
cool.
was going on. I thought he's like, here, we're going to let this room of callers listen to me fuck you and
that's
talk
like
about
live
bad
stream
about your
only fans.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
Oh, I don't think we've ever heard that.
No.
I don't think
these people are getting laid.
Yeah, I think it's always just like solo spanking. And like,
it's interesting. I don't even think I have the talent to do that. Like, just out of note, like, I'm going to just create this. You know what I mean?
No,
that's impressive.
A lot of them have the same script that they use over and over. So they'll just be like, hey, what's going on? And then someone will respond and then they're, I'm this. And then the other person will echo whatever. And then they try to go down a path until someone doesn't yes and what they're doing. And there's like, then they just leave the room.
Really?
Yeah. I think another thing, so I did some demographics, answered demographics, but like I was giving them free time or whatever. And it turns out like 65% of them are Republican.
Yeah. Really so repressed.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of closeted people, you know, unfortunately people that for whatever reason aren't able to live an honest life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a nice, safe, anonymous place for them to play around.
People that grew up with too many rules feel like you can never. Yeah. That makes sense. Is it almost always sexual? Like, do they call in just to fucking.
Oh, they call in just to be racist and hateful too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we'll have some of those. Yeah. I mean, we had some the other day, right?
I don't know. I really try not to store this in my brain.
Yeah, five episodes a week.
I was gonna say, how many hours do you guys listen to these people a week?
A lot.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, entertainment, what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's got to do it. Thanks for joining
us. I'm going to call in one day just to see if I get on the podcast. You're like, I recognize this dude.
No, for sure. Like that's one of, I don't know why more comedians, like if you called in, these people are so insane. You could go in and fuck with them.
Yeah. No, that would be fun.
And get some
it's almost like
work.
Good improv. Yeah.
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 I mean, you can also like try out your new bits and be like, hey,
see if you can win the room over.
Yeah.
That would be, that motherfucker's funny.
Yeah, if you can win over a room of horny like losers that aren't in person, like you're good to go. If you can make them unhorny and laugh. Like, yeah.
There are some guys that they'll come on and they'll start telling a story. And even the angry racist regulars, they'll be in the room with them. And they'll be like, oh, I want to hear how this story goes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they win the room over.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Remember to follow us on socials on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast, Facebook.com/Phone Freaks Podcast, and on TikTok, it's just Phone Freaks. Is that lame?
Shit, yeah. Oh.